This time of year, you may be spending some free time doing this. Mowing the grass is tedious and repetitive, just the sort of thing you might like to hand over to a robot. Well, you can. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce has this report on the state of robotic lawn mowing.
You know robot vacuum cleaners, those little disc-shaped things that wander randomly around a room? Picture something similar, cruising across your backyard, trimming the grass.
A perfect manicured lawn, beautiful garden, green homogeneous healthy grass. Thanks to RoboMow, a fully automatic lawnmower from Friendly Robotics that does the work for you.
There are several robot mowers out there. This one is distributed by Systems Trading Corporation. Ames Tiedemann is vice president of Lawn and Garden.
The technology is here and it works.
At least if your yard isn't huge and you don't live on a steep hill. He says you have to lay down a perimeter wire, like those invisible dog fences. The robo-mower roams around within that boundary, avoiding obstacles. Tiedemann says you can program the robot to go out at a certain time, mow for a while, and then come back to be recharged.
You could program this to mow every other day, and you're done for the whole mowing season once you set it up the first time.
If these things have been around for a decade, why do you think they're not just like sort of on every lawn out there?
Well, that's a very good question. I should say that we're growing every year. But you have to realize something. There is a class of people out there that actually like to mow the lawn.
I have to confess, I do.
Bob Markovich is home and yard editor for Consumer Reports.
Sometimes I'm cursing and saying, boy, I wish I could do something else. I have to mow the lawn. And yet I have to tell you, there's a certain peaceful solace in mowing the lawn.
Markovich doesn't mow just for that peaceful feeling. Every year, his group tests dozens of mowers, including, recently, the robo-mower and another called the LawnBot.
They really are more labor-intensive than you'd think.
He says they can sometimes get stuck in places, for example, and the grass isn't left with straight lines.
They produce kind of an odd, random pattern that some may not like.
Plus, these machines typically cost more than $1,000.
I think the short and simple answer is that it's still an expensive toy.
Some researchers are working on automatic mowers that are more sophisticated and more powerful. Sanjeev Singh is at Carnegie Mellon Robotics Institute in Pittsburgh. It should be noted that he personally uses an electric push mower for his own small yard at home. Still, he thinks robots could someday save money for businesses like sports fields, golf courses, and professional landscapers.
Those are serious players in the sense that they use their machines all the time.
But something like a golf course needs consistent precision mowing over large areas. To do that, the robot has to know where it is at all times. Singh has been modifying professional-grade mowers so that they drive themselves and keep track of their location using GPS or other systems.
Technically, we were surprised to see how difficult it is to be able to generate a very repeatable kind of a pattern by the mower in sort of undulating terrain.
He's tested prototypes in places like Heinz Field, where the Pittsburgh Steelers play. He says automatic precision mowing is doable.
If we were to build a mower for $100,000, it would be able to cut the grass in most golf courses or most sports fields, but it would not have very good success commercially.
He's currently focusing on ways of making the technology more affordable. Singh has done some of his research with help from a top manufacturer, the Toro Company. Dana Lawn, spelled L-O-N-N, directs its Center for Advanced Turf Technology. Lawn says robot mowing is kind of at the toddler stage now. Still, he thinks it is coming.
You know, our products are getting more and more sophisticated all the time.
He says, consider Toro's current top-of-the-line Groundsmaster 5900.
It's got four microprocessors on it. It's got a network. It wirelessly reports how many hours it's achieved. Computers are driving it.
But, at least for now, there's still a human at the wheel. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.